This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to present to you the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison, who's here every week at this time to go through with me the things that are outlined at Talkers.com, the research from the talk radio industry that's done by his staff, going through the stories, the big stories of the week, the top 10, and the people who are in the focus as well of many of these discussions, and maybe other discussions as well. So Michael and I enjoy each other's company, and hopefully you enjoy our company as we go through these things. Otherwise, why would people listen if they didn't enjoy our company, right? You and I are having a good time. Hopefully people have a good time listening to us as we analyze what's going on in the area of news talk radio, so-called political talk radio with some people. So, Michael, why don't you do the honors of going through the stories and the people, and we'll take it from there.
When you said we enjoy each other's company, it sounds like this is a reality show, and this is.
Well, we do. I mean, we enjoy each other's company on the air. We enjoy each other's company off the air. We like to make this sort of an insight into the inside of news talk radio. Thank you.
So let's go for it. Number 10. The winner is La La Land. No, wait a second. I got the wrong envelope.
That was number 9.
You had
the wrong envelope. Somebody gave you the wrong envelope. My God.
They gave you the wrong list. Oh, no. Number 10 is the O.J. Simpson trial. No, wait a second. This is from last decade. Three decades ago.
Yeah, right.
At number 10, we have the NBA and the NHL's action. At number 9, we have the Oscars snafu fallout and Uber troubles. At number eight,
the winner is Uber.
Right. Mm-hmm. Uber, yeah, they've got their problems, obviously. I'm glad to see somebody who makes $1 billion having a couple of problems.
Why not?
And I know enough people who are losing money who have problems. But, we had North Korea's executions.
Well,
Kim Jong-nam death. And we have the soaring stock market at number 7. We have the Kansas bar shooting at number 6. We have the Trump budget plan at number 5. The status of Obamacare is number 4. Number 3, U.S. immigration and deportation policies. And number 2, the Trump campaign, which continues to go on. But actually, it's the Trump campaign as it was connected to the Russia allegations. I have no idea where that's going to go, but it certainly is fascinating. And Trump's congressional address. It wasn't a State of the Union, but it was an address to Congress, and it was a big deal, and it happened, and it's number 1. On the People survey, we have two people who were thrust into the spotlight against their wishes. At number 10, Brian Cullinan and Martha Ruiz. They are the accountants that with the envelope. Mm. Snafu.
And the envelope police. Now they have now they're looking for a job with another. Price Waterhouse says, you're fired. And so.
Travis Kalanick is at number 9. He's the uber rich guy. At number 8, we have Kim Jong-un. At 7, we have Sean Spicer and Kellyanne Conway. Barack Obama is 6. Paul Ryan is 5. We have Democrats Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and Al Franken at number 4. At 3, we have the Russians, Sergei Kislyak and Vladimir Putin. At number 2, Jeff Sessions. At number 1, oh, look at that surprise. Donald
surprise.
Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Surprise, right. Yes.
So during the course of our conversation here this hour and this week, we'll go through, as we usually do, some of the talk radio news, what's going on with various hosts and that sort of thing, how are they taking on these discussions. I found it very interesting to understand an overview that came from the Media Research Center, a Media Research Council, indicating that 88% of all of the stories that had come out on in straightforward, supposedly, news broadcasts was negative about Trump, and then switching it around in commercial news talk circumstances, about 88% of the conversation on the air on news talk radio stations and programs, probably more, it's more accurate to say radio programs than it is stations, because some stations with the varying hosts, different points of view. But the as far as the hosts are concerned, about 80-some-odd percent of what's coming out of the mouths of people who are on the most of the majority of the talk radio stations in the country are positive or pro-Trump. So I find, is that a balance? Have we reached a balance? If the news media is negative about Trump and the news talk radio industry is positive about Trump, then do we have a middle ground?
I think the whole situation is absurd. I don't even like such discussion, although it is out there, and you're right to talk about it. You know, the news media is supposed to be critical of the president. It's supposed to be critical of government.
I thought the news media was supposed to base itself on facts.
It's supposed to be based on facts, and if the facts are negative, then it's supposed to report them.
Yes, agreed.
This is so much more complicated than just, oh, they're saying bad things about Trump. Well, what if Trump has done 80% bad things? Should they not say it?
No, they should.
So therefore, the whole conversation is absurd. Now, talk radio is meant to be opinionated. It's meant to be controversial. It's meant to be either supportive or critical of whatever the situation is. That's its nature. And, you know, it's a fact that most talk radio hosts at this point on commercial news talk radio, this particular genre that we're on at the moment, are supportive of Trump. So that's their job. But I don't think you could really judge objectively news coverage of a president and expect it to be 50% good and 50% bad. That's like the fairness doctrine. That's like, what if, you know, when Bill Clinton, for example, was in the news for his misadventures with Monica Lewinsky, they weren't supposed to cover that? Now, is that considered critical of the president? When Nixon was involved in Watergate, they're not supposed to cover that? Covering it and telling the facts is critical of Nixon? It's a meaningless statistic. There's so much more to it than some kind of a goal of objective fairness. That wouldn't be reporting at all. Well, we can't report that story because it makes Trump look bad, even though there are people who think maybe he broke the law. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, I understand perfectly. I think that there is a fine line here, and it's become more difficult to define the fine line. So people just, you know, it becomes a bullying session, frankly, on one side and or the other. I find it to be that way. I find listening to some of this stuff on the radio to be anathema to what good stimulating talk radio is all about. And I want to talk more about that with you, because one of your editors has done an interesting analysis of what's going on in this genre that we call news talk. We'll get to that as we review what's going on in the world of news talk radio on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen at 14 past the hour.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, your pet's back.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Inflammatory bowel disease, or IBD, is a chronic inflammatory disease that affects as many as 1.6 million Americans. A new resource is available at IBDGamePlan.com to help people with Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, the two most common forms of IBD, manage everyday life with these diseases. Dr. Millie Long, a gastroenterologist from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, has more.
The nature of IBD can make it harder for patients to discuss their symptoms or the impact the disease has on their lives. It's important for people to know that they're not alone and that they should feel open to talking to their doctor about all their symptoms. This communication is important in order to develop an appropriate treatment plan.
A great resource is IBDGamePlan.com. which has tools to help people living with IBD create a game plan with their healthcare providers to take control and manage symptoms of IBD. Symptoms of Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis can include diarrhea, abdominal pain or cramping, and rectal bleeding.
There is no cure for IBD, but there are treatments available that address the inflammation that causes symptoms and can help achieve and maintain remission.
Visit IBDGamePlan.com to create your own IBD game plan, register for ongoing tips, and access useful tools.
All right, 16, almost 17 after the hour now. You're listening to the weekly review of the things going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Michael, you have one of your many editors, a fellow named Mike Kanoshian, who's been an industry observer for a long time, and he's presented an analysis at talkers.com for people who want to get into the weeds. This is not necessarily into the weeds, but what it does is suggest that with all the conversation on these News Talk Radio stations that we focus on, and it's both commercial and I guess you would say some of the NPR stations factor into this as well because there's a lot of news talk on public broadcasting as well. But there's great improvement to report. And so as you report the improvements, do you analyze why there are so many more people listening to this format? It's the number one format on the radio.
Well, it's like asking, why are there more people in the movie theaters this month than that month? And that's usually because there are better movies. And more people come to, and why do people listen to sports talk in cities where their team is in the World Series or the Super Bowl? The fact of the matter is that the news is more interesting lately. And whether you like it or not, this Trump era has provided fascinating entertainment value to the dissemination and the consumption of public policy and news. So it's that's the answer. It's that simple. It's more interesting. It's very, very, these are very interesting times. Doesn't mean they're good times. Doesn't mean it's good news. But it sure is interesting. And that really is the engine that drives this kind of media. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And one of the old, some of the slogans, more interesting, more stimulating talk radio.
Yeah.
And that comes from being able to talk about people, and more often than not, there are politicians and politics involved in the discussion of these people. Look at the list this week. Is there anybody on here? There are only, two people, Kim Jong-nam, and I don't know whether we can make him a politician or not, and Brian Cullinan and Martha Ruiz. They're not politicians, but pretty much everybody else who's on that list are politicians or involved in politics.
Well, you have Travis.
That's right, too. Karen, yeah.
He's
you know,
on that.
There's a we've devoted some time on the countdown to this bar shooting in Kansas. I, as a talk radio person, made a decision to not discuss it on the air at all this week. And some people might criticize me. I make a decision based on what I believe I want to talk about and I believe is valuable conversation. I do not believe talking about a madman going into a bar and saying, get out of my country, and then starting to shoot Indians who are legal residents and working here accomplishes anything. Am I right or wrong?
Are you right or wrong?
Yeah, by not talking to it. I keep people from who listen to my program might not have heard it any other way from discussing an issue that's important.
Well, if the people that are listening to your program don't know what's going on in the news other than what you're saying, they have a big problem. But there's no right or wrong.
I think a lot of people get their news from listening to news talk radio programs.
Yeah, but your program alone? I mean, your program, if there's anybody out there who gets all their information from your program, they have a problem.
Thank you very much.
Well,
yes,
wouldn't you agree with that? Is that right or wrong?
I would. Yeah, okay. I think it's crazy, but that's maybe there are some people who do.
I would tell people not to do that. If I were hosting a daily show, I would say, please do not just get all your information from me. I don't want to bear that responsibility.
How often have you heard people say, I get all my news by listening to Fox, or I get all my news by listening to Rush Limbaugh, or by any, you know, that's what people do say.
I don't have that much respect for these people.
All right, there you go. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen, 21 after the hour on the countdown.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour, you're listening to our overview of the stories, the people, the top 10 items, courtesy of the folks that run Talkers Magazine. You can go to talkers.com and you can see the listings there. We have them posted also at the website, the DougStephan.com website. So help yourself. And listen to us as we work our way through, not necessarily the list, although there are some things that are important here that deserve our conversation. And what I usually do is pass it off to Michael because he has a great insight into not only what some of the stories are about, but other things that make for good conversation that make people want to listen to this as an example of a good conversation program. There are a lot of shows around the country, mostly morning, but some of the afternoon shows, like John and Ken in Los Angeles. The two of them, like you and I, work through issues of the day. One of them is a little more acerbic than the other, but they have a good sense of humor and they have a good sense of themselves. And that is something, although there are a lot of people who think now it is imperfect to have two men on the air together, that it needs to be a man and a woman. And I don't know how many, I'm thinking as I said that, Michael, I don't know how many a good male, female, conversational and news talk radio terms are good together. I'm trying to now, and as I've said that, I can't think of a man and a woman together doing an issue-oriented talk radio.
You think a man and a woman together on the radio is an unnatural act?
Oh, you do. Okay,
you is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
There are men and women together. There are men and men together. There are whole teams of people now. I mean, in sports talk, you have some shows are 5, 6, 7 people.
My morning program is basically 3.5 people who are on the air. Three and a half. Yes. Well, Kara is not billed with Doug, Jen, and Victoria, but she's a very important part of the discussion, and we bring her into the discussion very frequently.
So I wonder how Kara feels
being
half a person.
Thank you. I appreciate being half a person.
Well, you have to focus on other things, so half of your time is trying to make us sound like we're supposed to, and the other half is devoted to, if we ask you a question, what your answer or your thoughts are.
Well, that's true. It could be worse. I could be a quarter of a person.
In today's world, most people, are if they're half present, that's pretty good. Look, that's the story about the envelope at the Oscars. I mean, the guy's captured, texting while he was supposed to be doing his job.
Not doing his job. He deserved to get fired.
And I got to tell you, there are a lot of talk show hosts, while they're on the air, they're really in the middle of, it's kind of in style right now, that while you're on the air, you're texting, you're checking your email, you're looking at, texting is very big.
Not me. I leave that to the others who are on here with me.
No, I think you should be focused on what you're saying and what people
that's it,
are
exactly.
talking about. I mean,
right.
You got to listen. You got to listen.
Yes. Yeah. So here's a question that maybe goes further than just the 60 seconds we have at the moment. I'm wondering about Donald Trump, based on something that was posted at talkers.com about Trump and what he has taught talk radio hosts and the medium. What kind of a host would Donald Trump make?
He'd be a great host. Oh, Donald Trump is the leading entertainer in America, and he has been for years. Now we have an entertaining presidency, and it's causing news and news talk radio and news cable channels to have higher ratings. I mean, it comes down to that. He's an entertainer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He entertained us into the White House.
Do you think he knows that, really?
I think he instinctively knows it. I think he is premeditated. I think he's a brilliant media manipulator. He's a media exhibitionist, and he's a reality TV master. And that's what he is, and that's the base upon which he builds his entire.
Has he built his empire on that before
yes.
he became a political impresario? Did he build his empire?
Yes,
on that?
He's built his empire on it. Yes.
Isn't that interesting? So he could be, once he retires from being the president, he could be Donald Trump host of the afternoon show. So
he's the host of all of our shows now. He doesn't have to retire.
28 past the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Now 34 after the hour, 26 for the new hour. This is the weekly talk radio review, known as the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Here we discuss some of the things that are in the list. He goes through the list. You can go to talkers.com at any moment, not only during the program, but anytime you want to know what's going on, you're curious as to what the big stories are, you don't have to wait for us. You can go there and check it out. Also, other news of what's going on with some of our radio pros, the podcast that you do Up Close and Far Out, which this week is a tribute to our friend Alan Combs, about whom we spoke a great deal last week on the untimely passing at 66.
And I spent a lot of time this week talking and thinking about Alan.
I bet you did.
And the podcast is good. It's one that I would love for people to hear, because it's not only a tribute to him, it has a large excerpt of Alan and I in a conversation that most people who know him would be surprised to hear.
Because?
We delve into an area of interest that's not political, but rather cosmic. He and I have been working on an experimental program called Healed Planet, which we have at our radio lab called Talkers Radio. He's been doing it for a couple of years, and it was the opening show out of 15 that are in the can and up there on Talkers Radio at talkers.com. And it's Alan's interest in what he calls the human consciousness movement, you know, parapsychology, metaphysics, science, and it's fascinating. He loved that stuff, and he couldn't do it on his regular shows, so he,
right,
in his spare time, he did that show with me, and we both go pretty far out. So www.upcloseandfarout.com, there's a very interesting Alan Combs show that I think you'll find to be worth
watching. You know, this is very interesting. I didn't know that side of him, and it's only recently that I know that side of you, because you and I have had that conversation, because you've discovered that side of me. And it isn't like we all have been out, although I'm fairly, on my Monday through Friday program, I'm pretty out there when it comes to, I don't know if I say this stuff, things that are not considered to be conventional. It's not that I want to sound, or I do sound, like others who are considered far out. You know, some of these bloggers and people that just do, I'm not talking about all of the these conspiracy theories that come out of the radio. I'm talking about things that are part of our nature that we don't necessarily look at or understand or want to understand. And maybe it comes with us just getting older or more mature, Michael. Do you think that's part of it, at least?
With some people. Some people are that way their whole lives.
I'm talking about Alex Jones. Alex Jones is somebody who's considered weird. That's not what this is about.
That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about conspiracies.
We're not even talking about what George Norrie talked about, in a sense.
Well, what George Norrie and Art Bell talked about includes a lot of things that are not within this realm. Some of it is just imaginary science fiction that has no basis, in fact. You know, people claiming to see UFOs and visitations and alien abductions. I mean, all that stuff is possible. But no, I'm talking about science. I'm talking about the science of the unknown. I'm talking about quantum physics. Talking about, one of the largest area of metaphysics that we never question. We never say, oh, that's a fantasy or, oh, that's far out. That dominates everything in life is religion.
Yeah.
People say, I believe in what I can see. I believe in the material world. And then they talk about how religious they are. Well, that's what's more far out than religion?
Religion and this is why you and I might do this to a certain extent, because I think we have, and we don't have to have agreement, but making an observation, you know. I have told you I've been thrown off of radio stations because of what I've said about religion on the air, or certain religious principles or people who were considered to be religious icons. If you feel that you need to worship something, I say for anybody, okay, that clock over there makes you a better person, so you can worship the clock, or the table makes you a better person. That's what happened in the old days. I'm talking about millennia ago, because we've always seen part of the human condition has been to worship something. We got to find something that's greater than we are so that all of this makes sense. So whether I believe in God, I don't believe in religion, but I believe in God, in a force that is, it doesn't make sense to me that our bodies work as they do, or that nature works as it does, or that systems function, whether it's our solar system, whether it's the universe, it is too broad, it's too big, it seems like it's out of control, but yet when you look at things, even thoughts being things, and if you think about something enough with persistence, how it comes to pass.
You ever wonder where your thoughts come from? You know, you ever wonder, like, where are the words that I'm speaking to you right now coming from? Am I sitting here manufacturing them? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a spontaneous conversation. Where are these words coming from? Where are the words coming from that you're saying? And to the listeners, where are the words in your mind coming from that you're reacting to what you're hearing? Where is it coming from?
The neurons and things that connect your brain, which is basically water, it is. It gives you a headache trying to figure it out because we can't figure it out.
Look, without you and I turning this into that, what we've just talked about is an example of that.
That's the show.
That's what it's about. Whether it's religion, whether it's God, whether it's the force of the universe, whether it's what is matter, what is everything made of, where is the universe? Not only who are we, what are we? And it's fascinating stuff. And I think every human being thinks about it. Sometimes we institutionalize our thinking about it into a traditional religion. Or sometimes we're out there in the kooky world of, far-out stuff.
Yeah.
It's all the same.
Yeah. All right. So I think that it's worth the note. And that's why you need to check out Up Close and Far Out at upcloseandfarout.com or talkers.com. Easy to connect. One of the things, to bring us back to a certain reality, I thought it was very interesting this week, and this didn't get a lot of time conversation, at least in the areas that I was in. Maybe you heard some of this conversation, Michael, about how countries around the world have pledged millions of dollars to help organizations affected by the global gag rule. You know what that is? The president, when he first came in, reinstated that gag rule, which is officially called the Mexico City policy. It pulls the government out of funding from nonprofits in other countries that discuss or provide abortions to women. And so this became, there is a discussion that was a part of conversation this week on some stations about the president and the members of the administration wanting to stop funds going to Planned Parenthood. And my angle on it was that I don't think the government ought to be extending any of our tax dollars to any nonprofit, no matter what it does. That's up to me, it's up to you, it's up to us to decide where we want to spend our money in terms of supporting these groups, whether it be a group like Planned Parenthood, or whether it be the nonprofit television industry. We want to send money to WGBH, great, but the federal government should not be doing that under any circumstances for anything. But this whole business started and become, you know, it's like a lot of the other things. It becomes very controversial. And so I wondered if you'd heard any discussion about this, and if you did, what sort of context did it take?
Well, most of the conversation about this on talk radio, on news talk radio, on conservative-oriented news talk radio,
right,
tends to fall into line with what you said, that...
Yeah.
They're against government funding taxpayer dollars to, areas that not everybody agrees on.
Mm-hmm. Is that appropriate, do you think? Is that solid? Are we on solid ground with that?
Well, absolutely. All public policy discussion comes down to the appropriation of taxpayer dollars. That's the basis of all discussion. So certainly the government supporting organizations that may not have across-the-board support from the public is very controversial. But everything having to do with government comes down to how we spend the money. Should we be spending the money on defense, or should we be spending the money on the infrastructure? Should we be spending the money on education? Should we be spending the money on health care? It all comes down to how do we spend our money.
Yep. And what's appropriate. Yes. Talk Radio Countdown Show and our culminating overview of the people in discussion this week. I like to actually put things in the numerical order they're in so that as we are going through our conversations, there is a concrete reference back to what the heck are they talking about? At number 10 this week, Brian Cullinan and Martha Ruiz, who were responsible for the flub at the Oscars. Number 9, Travis Kalanick. Number 8, Kim Jong-un. At number 7, Sean Spicer and Kellyanne Conway, two peas in a pod, are tied in that position. Barack Obama is at number 6 with what's he going to do. He just signed a book deal. He and his wife get $60 million out of that for their experiences over the last 8 years. Paul Ryan is at 5, Chuck Schumer at 4. So we go from Republican to Democrat to Pukin Putin at number 3. Jeff Sessions, number 2 this week on the list, and Donald Trump, of course, at number 1 on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show once again. All right, so a final look at a new radio program. Not a look, because this is a radio program, so I'm not looking at anything, but a discussion about a new show. And I wonder if this is going to be the forerunner of other shows along the same lines. We'll talk about it in a moment, as News Talk Radio and the world of conversation radio is our focus here at 44 after the hour on the Countdown.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Peripheral artery disease, or PAD, is a circulatory problem in which narrowed arteries reduce blood flow to your limbs, usually your legs. The most common symptom people with PAD experience is leg cramps.
Atherosclerosis is a systemic problem, so it can happen in the heart just like it can happen in the legs and vice versa. So patients who have it have similar risk factors, and they can be at risk for heart disease as well.
When it comes to treating PAD, Dr. Randall DiMartino says it starts with a lot of the same advice to prevent heart attacks.
next.
Typically, one of the first things we'll talk to patients about is if they're smoking, they should stop smoking. If they're not on an aspirin, they should be on an aspirin, mostly because of the benefit of reducing the risk of heart attack or strokes in the future, because we know that they have blockages elsewhere in their body if they have blockages in their legs. And statins are also effective therapy in terms of reducing cholesterol.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here. Just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Reviewing the stories, the top topics this week, from number 10 to number 1, from sports talk radio and the interest in football and the interest in basketball, the interest in hockey, interest in baseball, into the certainly discussion about football, beginning of the discussion of baseball, and NBA and NHL action continue. The Oscars and what went on there at number 9, execution in North Korea number 8, the fabulous situation that we find ourselves in with our stock market and stocks in general number 7, that shooting at the bar in Kansas with this fellow going in telling some Indians they need to get out of his country. President Trump and all the activities surrounding what he's doing, the budget, the health care, the immigration discussions, the campaign controversies, and his congressional address. All of those make up half of the stories in the countdown here on this week's Talk Radio Review. There's an announcement at Talkers.com this week about a new radio program that's airing on the Biz Talk Radio Network with a lady named Frankie Boyer. It's a discussion of cannabis. Show is called Cannabis Talk A to Z. One wonders, because of all the interest in marijuana these days, whether it's medical marijuana or whether it's recreational marijuana, one wonders if this isn't going to be some. There are a lot of specialty shows around, medical shows, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so I wonder about this. Is this something that will have a place moving forward? Can you think of other shows that are like this, that are specialty shows, the gun shows and the health shows and stuff? Is this, have we grown into or grown up enough so there's room for a show like this?
Well, there's obviously room for a show like this because marijuana is a big topic. It's an economic topic. It's a recreational topic. It's a drug-related topic. There are some pot shows on the air around the country. There have been for a long time.
I love that, pot show.
And cannabis.
Pot show. Yeah. That's she what that should name the
show.
It.
Yes,
it should be called
cannabis.
The pot show.
The pot show. The or yes we cannabis. How's that?
Mm-hmm. That's very good. I like that. Yeah.
But no, marijuana is an interesting topic. And it's becoming a big economic topic. A lot of people are very interested in how to cash in on this growing market that's going to suddenly become, legitimate. Mm-hmm. Pot stocks, cannabis stocks and stores and all this. So, yeah, Frankie Boyer's onto something, and I'm sure she'll do a very good job.
Yeah. So, and that there are wine shows around. I'm just trying to underscore some of the other things that are around. I don't know if there's a drinking show, per se, but there are a lot of wine shows. There are food shows. Look at all the food shows there are on television.
There's a wine. I mean, our friend Tom Likas, who does an online show out of Los Angeles, he has on his network a specialty show that he hosts for years about wine. Our friend Mike Horn, the father of Jennifer Horn, has done a wine show for years at at his network.
Radio network, yeah.
So wine shows, but they usually fall into the foodie thing. The cannabis thing is far more complex.
You think?
At this point in time, yes.
You don't have a good, this just shows how silly I sound. I have a good drag on a marijuana cigarette after you've had a glass of wine.
Are you asking me if that's what I've done today? I haven't had that done yet. I don't do that
breakfast?
I don't do that before 11.
Okay, all right, good. That's good to know. I find it interesting what it is that excites people, frankly. That's what makes the world go round. It's probably something else that would go in that sort of out-of-this-world podcast. because so much of what we do is out of this world. And we try to bring it back to the reality of what's happening in a mundane way, but a very interesting way day to day on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Talk Radio World, our focus. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
53 past the hour now. It's time for our weekly visit from Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is here happily to comment on some of the things that are the illegal aspects, if you will, some of the things that are in the countdown this week. As I look at the legal ramifications of this guy who went into the bar in Kansas and shot the Indians and said, "Get out of my country."
Yeah.
You got to wonder, by definition, I say this all the time, anybody who does something like that is insane. And he's not even realized that what he's done has ruined the rest of his life. His life is, as soon as he pulled that trigger, his life was over. Finished. And
as was the person he killed.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, in the terms of the legalities, how hard is it to, I got a kind of a kick out of this to have a comparative, Steve, in case you're familiar with, from Boston, as both of us are. This Hernandez that was the Patriot player, and he's up for two counts of murder, I think drive-by shooting or something, and everybody
Correct.
Knows he did it. And his lawyer has the balsam to say to the news media, as the court proceedings begin this week, "My client is happy to present his case, which will prove, without a shadow of a doubt, that he's not guilty. He'll be exonerated." Huh, what fantasy land do you live in?
I know. And the thing is, he's already, for listeners who aren't aware of it, he's already been convicted of another murder.
Right. Yeah, another one.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I was talking with some of my classes at Bentley University about the ethics of criminal trial lawyers, and by and large, most of them are ethical and are not going to make stupid statements like Hernandez's attorney did. It's absurd. But, you know, if you look at the insanity defense, as you were alluding to with the Kansas shooter, it's rarely successful. Insanity isn't really a medical term, it's a legal term. And I remember interviewing once the lawyer for Jeffrey Dahmer, the murderer who cannibalized his victims, he was not even able to get an insanity defense work. So it's very, very difficult to do.
Yeah. All right. Number three this week is the continuing conversation about the policy toward illegal immigrants and what the deportation policies are. Is this a can of worms for legal experts because it seems the policy changes every week?
Yeah, it's exactly that. And then it's even we're dealing with what are the leaks of what it's going to possibly be. And then imagine yourself in law enforcement where there are certain laws, you go, well, yeah, but don't enforce this one as a this one you can as a priority. The laws are still on the books, but we only pay attention to these. You know, the country does need really significant immigration reform. The last three presidents have all tried to do it. Congress has not been able to achieve it. I mean, this is, it's very, very important on a lot of levels. There are moral levels, there are ethical levels, there are levels that deal with the economy. A lot of the fear-mongering that has been done as far as the crime being committed is just down and out inaccurate, as is the terrorist threat. But it is an important thing that has to be done properly through Congress.
Well, there is some reality to some of it, but it just is how far and how much.
Yeah.
I guess in terms of legality, I was thinking of you when I talked on the air about the Muhammad Ali Jr. re-entry into America this week. His mother got in fine, and he didn't. And I wondered, somebody said it was a little showboating on his part. He wanted some attention. I don't know if that's true or not, but don't some of these cases where these guys come across as flatfoots beg some lawyer to come in and say, okay, we'll sue the hell out of you, and then the taxpayer pays?
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, that does happen more often than not. With Muhammad Ali's son, you have someone that is newsworthy, which makes you wonder, like I think you're alluding to, how many times do incidents like this happen that don't make major news? You know, the manner in which these laws are being enforced is not consistent and not always done properly.
I follow, as do you, because of our connection to Talkers, and Talkers is the reason for us doing the countdown. You obviously are important. You post stories there, and there's one now about the suit against Howard Stern. What is that about? You want to give us
This is fascinating, Doug. This goes back to 2015, and a caller, Jimmy from Staten Island, is calling the Howard Stern show, and he's put on hold, as often someone would. So he's sitting on hold for about 45 minutes. He doesn't realize that his phone's on speakerphone. He's an IRS agent, and someone calls up. He takes the call. What's that?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, he takes the call, talking with a woman, not realizing he's broadcasting to over a million listeners of the Howard Stern Show, where they're discussing her taxes. And the question, the IRS, the liability is just huge.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.